get that off. There we go. I'm off. All right. Sorry. Good morning. I would like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is April 12th, 2022. The time is 10 a.m. We are on day 14 of our Hunka session. And Congresswoman Stabler, would you pray for us this morning, please?
Yes, I'd be happy to. If y'all will join me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we're thanking you for the opportunity we have to serve the Osage people. We ask you, Lord, if you will put your loving arms around the world. We have conflict and war going on, and we need to find a way to solve that. We need you to take care of those poor people that have lost so many loved ones in that country and lost their home. We ask that you watch over us as well as we make decisions today, and that you bless us and keep us in your loving arms. We ask all this in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene. Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Revard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
That's here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday. Jordan is not that funny. What's going on in there? He's not really funny at all. So what's happening?
Madam Speaker.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Speaker.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm showing that on my notes that Congressman Walker made the motion to approve the journal rather than Congresswoman Shaw.
Okay, well, we're official and no, I'm kidding. I don't know. Can you check on that, please?
I don't recall for sure, but it seems like it was Congresswoman Shaw. Congressman Maker thinks it was me. We're all so sharp as a tack, right?
Congresswoman Shaw prayed and Congressman Walker approved the journal.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Something like that. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Congressman Walker.
I was hesitant to even ask, because if I did this, I might be losing my mind to some extent. But on ONCA 2235 on the bottom, at the bottom of page 3, did I make an amendment to strike capital asset fund and insert executive branch yesterday?
You so moved it for me.
Oh, okay.
So you're losing it. It's gone.
I didn't even have that bill pulled. Well,
I think long ago. Could I get one of the staff members to check on Congresswoman Lemon, please?
Speaker, I have another, just a question. On General Order Day 1, second reading, page 2, Congressman Walker, I think on ONCA 22-26, you reminded us that that should be 750,000, but I don't know that any action was taken.
Yeah, I did. I was thinking the same thing. I was going to look on the agenda for today.
It's been changed.
Okay, right.
On the agenda for today.
Yeah, the journal would be correct because it was that way yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for not being recognized.
It's all good. At least you guys are looking. Remember, there's been days where we're just sitting there for 15 minutes. I'm like, is someone looking at
it? Motion to approve the journal.
Motion is made to
second.
Approve the journal. Seconded. All those in favor? I think there was an as amended. Congresswoman, second speaker Rebards, as amended.
As amended.
Thank you. And seconded, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. All right, the journal is approved. Next is, okay, thank you. Next is reports of select committees. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment met this morning regarding bill number ONCA 2227, an act to authorize and appropriate $104,793 to the Hominy Ranchers Rural Fire Department for the purchase of a fire truck and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Maker. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Good Fox and Big Horse and one absent King. We also met regarding bill number ONCA 2248, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $125,000 to the Fairfax Volunteer Fire Department out of the general fund in the treasury for the purpose of a rescue truck and new equipment and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Good Fox and Big Horse and one absent King. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Next is reports of standing committees. Are there any standing committee reports? Right, thank you. Next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to introduce?
Speaker.
Yes, ma'am.
There is a standing committee report.
Whose is it?
Education, 21-106.
Give me just 1 minute, sorry. Education met yesterday regarding bill number ONCA 21-106, an act to amend 11 ONC 4-102 of the Higher Education Scholarship Fund to increase the amount per credit hour at research universities and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts, and the final committee action was do pass as amended with yes votes from Goodfox, Tillman, Walker, Pratt, Potts, and Lemon.
I think it was Walker, Lemon, Goodfox, Potts, Tillman, absent, myself. I stepped out for my meeting, so for the record, thank you. All right. No introduction of bills or resolutions, so we are now on first reading. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and good morning, everyone. May I just continue through all of them, Madam Speaker?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Reading an ONCA 22-54, an act to amend ONCA 22-04 to authorize and appropriate a supplemental amount of $2,174,503 to the Bourjolgi Health Center and Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act funds and American Rescue Plan Act funds and to establish an alternate effective date. Next, reading in ONCA 2255, an act to amend ONCA 2173 to authorize supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-trauma funds in the amount of $445,227 and to establish an alternate effective date. Next is ONCA 22-56, an act to amend ONCA 22-98 to authorize and appropriate the amount of $705,000, $648,000, to the Industrial Park and the Treasury in the American Rescue Plan Act funds and to establish an alternate effective date. Next is ONCA 22-57, an act to amend ONCA 2197 to authorize IDC accounting to expend additional monies in the amount of $150,000 appropriated through the fiscal year 2022 appropriation bills and to establish an alternate effective date. Next is ONCA 22-58, an act to amend ONCA 22-03 to authorize a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $4,231,258 to ARPA aid to tribal government Skyway 36 and to establish an alternate effective date. And finally, ONCA 22-59, an act to amend ONCA 21-95 to authorize supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $1,743,651 and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman. ONCA 2254 is assigned to Health and Social Services. ONCA 2255, 56, and 57 are assigned to Government Operations, as well as 2259. And then ONCA 2258 is assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. We're now on General Order Day 1, second reading, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading ONCA 2241, an act to prohibit sexual harassment and sexual discrimination. to provide a limited waiver of sovereign immunity and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. Second speaker.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading ONCA 22-42, an act to amend ONCA 22-17 to authorize and appropriate an additional amount of $300,000 to the executive branch and American Rescue Act ARPA funds for a CARES continuation project for the remodel of the Mid-Continent building as a COVID-compliant central receiving facility, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Walker.
Reading ONCA 2250, an act to provide an appropriation in the amount of $150,000 out of the general fund of the Treasury to Osage County Rural Water District Number 5 for water system maintenance and improvements, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading ONCA 2252, an act to amend the Burial Assistance Fund to increase the maximum benefit to $8,000 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Second speaker.
Thank you. Reading ONCA 22-53, an act to amend ONCA 21-80 to reduce the appropriation of $4,750,000 to the executive branch and American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds for replacement and upgrades to the nation's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning HVAC systems by $300,000, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Second Speaker. We are now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 22-26. An act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $750,000 of American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds to the Capital Asset Fund for a new COVID-compliant congressional building and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. Next is ONCA 2231, an act to amend the Open Meetings Act at 15 ONC Section 7107 to require executive sessions to be recorded by the body and to prohibit public bodies from excluding elected officials from executive sessions on a limited basis and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill? Hearing none, ONCA 2231 will advance to third reading after engrossment. Next is ONCA 2237, an act to amend the Osage Fair Minimum Wage Act at 19 ONC Section 2101 through 2104 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 2251, an act to amend trespass in Title VI of the Osage Nation Code in Chapter 1, Crimes Against Property for the Protection of Restricted and Non-Restricted Osage Landowners. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill? Hearing none, ONCA 2251 will advance to third reading after engrossment. We are now on General Order Day 3, where amendments are voted on in the order that they were received. ONCA 2077, an act to amend the Criminal Code at Title VI, Crimes Against Property, to add larceny and receiving stolen property presumption and to establish an alternate effective date. There was one amendment to that bill, and it is page 2 and 3, lines 68 through 131, strike lines 68 through 131. Is there any discussion? Congresswoman Goodfox, go ahead.
Per Congressman Keene, who isn't able to be here today, he just wanted me to let everyone know that this amendment strikes the trespass language and that Congressman Maker's bill deals with that in better language in another bill.
Okay, any more discussion? Congressman Maker?
Yes, Madam Speaker. Yeah, we discussed this in depth with the Attorney General's office. They had been working on the trespass legislation for some time. And then when I came on with it, mine was mostly to the landowners. There is no protection at all for any landowners in our codes. So then I found out later that Congressman Keene had also been working on some legislation with the crimes against property with larceny and receiving stolen property, but he had included trespassing in his, which of course the one I worked with, the Attorney General's office, already was more in depth than what he had, so they chose to go with the one that I had worked on.
All right, thank you. Any more discussion? Thank you, Congressman. All right. All those in favor of the amendment, say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed, say no. All right, the amendment passes, and ONCA 2077 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 2235. An act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $3 million to the Capital Asset Fund of American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA funds for the purchase of land, design, engineering, and construction of a funeral services facility within the territorial boundaries of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. There's one amendment proposed, and it is throughout the bill, strike Capital Asset Fund and replace with executive branch. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the amendment, say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed, say no. All right, Owen, the amendment passes and ONCA 2235 will advance to third reading after engrossment.
Speaker.
Congressman Walker.
I move to hold ONCA 2226 on general order day 2.
All right, you would like to return 2226?
Yes, ma'am.
So your motion would be to return ONCA 2226 back to general order day 2 on tomorrow's agenda?
Yes, if that's not a suspension of the rules, I can tell everyone why.
It is.
Okay.
Second.
All right. Motion is made and seconded to return ONCA 2226. Congressman Walker is the sponsor. Would like to return it back to general order day 2 on tomorrow's agenda. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. All right, motion passes. ONCA 2226 is on back to general order day 2. Thank you. Right, bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2227, an act to authorize and appropriate $104,793 to the Hominy Ranchers Rural Fire Department for the purchase of a fire truck and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Maker, how would you like to proceed?
I'll split my time.
All right, sir, you have the floor.
Yes, this appropriation is something really needed. For the safety of all the landowners in Osage County, even though the name of the organization is the Hominy Ranchers Rural Fire Department, they answer all calls where needed. They, I think last year we had the, they said they responded to 31 calls last year, and their equipment is so old. It was mostly donated to them from the National Guard. I mean, these vehicles are like back in 1985. They're just really old. And they were here the other day, and they answered questions. And one of the member who contacted me about this is Leif Burnett, who is also the veterinarian down at Hominy. He's been on this rural fire department for since it's been around, even before this group. So it's something they really need, and these trucks are they get expensive because they're really heavy duty. They go out in the pastures, and so this is something that they really need. And like I said, even though it's called the Hominy Ranchers Fire Department, they answer all calls. So, and I would remind the Congress that we do have a lot of Osage landowners in the county. So, I think we really need to support this group. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Congressman Maker. I was just told that they couldn't hear you well on the recording. So, I just want to remind everyone to please speak right into your microphone. So,
do I need to repeat?
No, I think you're good. Just a reminder, everyone, to brush your lips against the mic. Okay, and any other members like to speak to this bill? All right, hearing none. Sir, you have more time?
I waive my time.
All right, thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2227 pass?
I'm muted. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2227 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2227 is advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCA 2248, an act to authorize and appropriate $125,000 to the Fairfax Volunteer Fire Department for the purchase of a rescue truck and new equipment and to establish an alternate effective date. Can staff mute your mics, please? Congresswoman Lemon, how would you like to proceed?
I would like to close.
All right. Are there any members who would like to speak to ONCA 2248? Hearing none, Congresswoman Lemon, you have the floor.
Good morning again, everyone, and thank you, Madam Speaker. I'll put this up here so that everyone can hear it. this bill really aligns a lot with what Congressman Maker just spoke about concerning helping out our volunteer fire departments that we have in this rural part of the, well, our entire county is considered rural, of course. And I just want to say that I really am thankful and appreciative that we as a body come to the need of our volunteer fire departments and the things that we do for them when we know that they are in need of new equipment, updated equipment, so that they can be there for our landowners and our people that need help and also need rescue. This particular piece of, so thank you. I just really appreciate that we do this for those people. But this piece of legislation, our department to purchase a new rescue truck. And just a little bit of history with the rescue truck. But what they have now, just like Congressman Maker mentioned earlier, is a lot of the things that they get is donated to them that is used equipment, and they're happy to have it. They take it willingly and repurpose it and utilize it to the best of their abilities. Currently, the rescue truck that they have does not have the ability to carry water and foam, and they do not have a that's the main reason there. If we listened in to the committee meeting, this particular fire department did approach the city of Fairfax for assistance, and they did give them some assistance. But what they approached them for was new hoses for the large fire engine, and also for, I don't know what the proper technical term is, but they're, when someone's pinned in the car, and they believe they call it the jaws of life, they use those to help an individual who is in an accident be able to remove them from a vehicle. And they weren't able to receive the funding from the city of Fairfax, so they themselves took out a loan to purchase that particular piece of equipment that will be on this new rescue truck. And they also have fundraisers usually yearly, but they weren't able to have a fundraiser for the last 2 years, which is their biggest fundraiser is usually held at the golf course in Fairfax. And it's usually a really good turnout, but because of the pandemic and then also because of the situation that's currently with the golf course in Fairfax, it's not in the best of shape at this time. And so they approached the nation. We've helped out the Great Horse Volunteer Department also in the past and other fire departments. So ultimately, I just wanted to tell you guys that some of the hoses that they are using are from the 40s and 50s. Congresswoman Shaw and I went and had a little meeting with them, and she is a co-sponsor here, and I appreciate that, Congresswoman Shaw. We had a meeting with them, and we toured and saw what their equipment looks like. So this appropriation will aid them in purchasing a rescue truck, but also purchasing gear that is extremely outdated. And I encourage you to vote for this. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. The question is, shall ONCA 2248 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. There is an alternate effective date discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2248 is advanced to enrollment. We are now in motions and notices. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee will meet immediately following session until 12 p.m. Let's start at 10:50. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Congressman Walker.
Government Operations Committee will meet this afternoon from 1. Meeting is scheduled until 6. We're going over ONCA 2233, which is Congresswoman Stabler's Crimes Against Persons bill. So, anyway, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment will meet at 9 o'clock in the morning. And check your email this evening to start looking through bills. Thank you.
All right. I think that is it.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Second is made and seconded to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. All right, we are adjourned. Thank you.